So how would you run a whole country without oil? That's the question that sort of hit me in the middle of a Davos afternoon about 4 years ago. And it never left my brain. And I started playing with it more like a puzzle. The original thought I had, this must be ethanol. So I went out and researched ethanol and found out you need the Amazon in your backyard in every country. About 6 months later, I figured out it must be hydrogen. Until some scientists told me the unfortunate truth, which is you actually use more clean electrons than the ones you get inside a car if you use hydrogen, so that's not going to be the path to go. And then sort of through a process of wandering around, I got to the thought that actually if you could convert an entire country to electric cars in a way that is convenient and affordable, you could get to a solution. Now, I started this from a point of view that it has to be something that scales in mass, not how do you build one car, but how do you scale this so that it can become something that is used by 99% of the population? The thought that came to mind is that it needs to be as good as any car that you would have today. So, one, it has to be more convenient than a car, and two, it has to be more affordable than today's cars. And affordable is not a $40,000 sedan, right? That's not something we can finance or buy today. And convenient is not something you drive for an hour and charge for eight.